Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7-2 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having Stephanie Anderson with us. She's our new friend. She's Vice President of Commercial Markets for Cablevision Systems Corporation, which is an organization based out of the tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. How many small business customers do you guys have, Stephanie?
A lot. We don't really call it out.
Okay.
For a number of reasons, but
well, I wouldn't want you to have to hurt me if you told me or anything like that. So
that's right.
That's good. I'm okay with that now. So one of the things that, and by the way, and folks, I'll remind you that one of the things I'm proud of Cablevision for is the way they're supporting small business owners, and especially in the event that we're having on July 12th in the Park Ridge, New Jersey, on behalf and support of small business owners, a big morning event there, 7:30 to 10. Give us the website on how they can find that again, Stephanie.
Okay, you can go to optimistevent.com, all one word, optimistevent.com.
Right.
The other way is to visit our website, optimumbusiness.com, and it's front and center, so you can click on it there,
so
too.
Check that out. Folks, you can see what's going on, and I'm going to be there having some fun with the folks there. And so, Stephanie, thank you again for putting this event on, and I want to thank Bloomberg Television for being a partner in that, too. One of the things you talked about in the previous segment was you called it local search, and my audience knows that I've been talking about this for a long time. Local search is one of the most powerful capabilities that a small business owner could have today. I mean, for a long, long time, Stephanie, as you know, a lot of small businesses, you know, would try to be number one in their search rankings, et cetera, et cetera. But it was always a global search. It wasn't particular to them. If you've got, if you got a pizza shop in Peoria, then you're not going to be number one in pizza for the globe, but you sure might be able to be number one for pepperoni pizza in Peoria, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, fine-tuning, and I think a lot of things have happened on the Internet in general to allow, you know, more of a regional approach, more of a local approach. It's something, if you visited, you know, doing this a few years ago and it was cost prohibitive, it's probably a good time to go back and look again and make sure that you're accessible, you know,
at a local level. If you're trying to get to the top of rankings and you're trying to buy that through search engine marketing, on the global side, you're going to spend it's going to be prohibitive for a small business, but it doesn't cost that much. The keywords for a local market for your particular wrinkle of business, your niche, those prices aren't that much, are they?
They're not that much, and you know you're bidding against, you know, similar people instead of bidding against national, you know, brands, and that's, I think, what you want to get to is not bidding against national brands. That becomes cost prohibitive for sure.
Exactly. But the main thing, folks, is you've got to show up. And this is what I try to tell small business owners, Stephanie, is that you don't have to win the Internet race, but you do have to be in the race. What do you think?
I believe that's true, absolutely. I mean, I go back to what I said earlier about accessibility. I think it's just about, you know, being where your customers are, and people are online, and more we see that because, we obviously, you know, track a lot of the activity online, and so many of our small business customers are coming to our site, you know, doing their homework, doing a little research. You know, a lot of times they pick up the phone and call us. That's okay too, but they're still going there to do, you know, the bulk of kind of the research about our services. Yep. And they'll say, okay, you know, what are the speeds? What are the, you know, what kind of offers do they have? And then they'll call us to talk about it so they can have a, you know, an intelligent, you know, kind of, you know, effective conversation versus not knowing what's going on.
And that's a
regardless.
That's a big part of one of the things I'm going to be talking about in our visit in a couple of weeks. And that is the fact that by the time a customer gets to you, they've already educated themselves, and you've got to be prepared to plug in with them that way, don't you?
Yes, you do. It's amazing how smart, especially in technology. So because we have, you know, we sell internet, voice and TV to small businesses.
Right.
And I'll tell you, you know, and people are much more intelligent about those offerings and what's available out there than they've ever been.
Do you have bundles? Do you offer bundles for the whole thing?
We do. We have. We actually offer a bundle for the core products for us, which are online and voice. So we have a promotional price for online and voice. And then, you know, we do have a promotion for TV, but we don't bundle the three together simply because not everyone in
there
small business,
go.
Although a lot more and now than ever, are using TV.
But bundling is increasingly a product for organizations like yours. Stephanie, thank you for being here. Thank you for inviting me to come to your event in Park Ridge, New Jersey in a couple of weeks. It's been good having you here. You've given us some good information.
Thank you. Thank you. We look forward to the event.
Thanks. Stephanie Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Commercial Markets for Cablevision Systems. And I'm looking forward to seeing her in a few days. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.